This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning in for the first time, what I do on Film Bookcast, I discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line.
This week in film news was an interesting nugget. If you missed it, Jason Momoa is in final negotiations to join Vin Diesel and the rest of the starry ensemble cast in what is currently being titled Fast and Furious 10. It's just a working title, but plot details are being kept tightly under wraps. It's assumed that the Aquaman actor could be one of the main villains of the film. Universal didn't have comment, but The Hollywood Reporter is who reported this piece of news this week, so we'll keep up with news with Fast and Furious 10, as I'm sure they'll begin production within the next few months. In other film news this week, fans of the 1980s muscular action figure toy line, Mattel's Masters of the Universe, Sony had it in development for quite some time as a modern film, and it's now moving over to Netflix, and it's going to start production this summer. Kyle Allen is set to play He-Man, and Adam and Aaron Nee remain attached to the screenplay. In Masters of the Universe, an orphan named Adam discovers he is a prince destined to be the savior of a faraway land. He must quickly learn of his power and the importance of saving his true home from an evil force. We'll keep up with news as Netflix now has the wheel for the modern live-action take of Mattel's Masters of the Universe. Rounding out the week in film news, Deadline reported this week that Kevin Costner, for the first time since 2003, will direct and star in an upcoming film titled Horizon. Horizon is a passion project for Costner. It's been long in development, and it's a saga spanning 15 years, both before and after the Civil War expansion and settlement of the American West. He said in a statement, "America's expansion into the West was one that was fraught with peril and intrigue, from the natural elements to the interactions with the indigenous people who lived on the land, and the determination, and many times ruthlessness, of those who sought to settle it." Horizon tells a story of that journey in an honest and forthcoming way, highlighting the points of view and consequences of the character's life and death decisions. He last directed Open Range in 2003. We'll keep up with news, exciting news for Kevin Costner fans. That's it for film news.
Now for some TV news. SNL's Alex Moffay has joined Bill Lawrence's Apple TV Plus series Bad Monkey in a key recurring role opposite of Vince Vaughn. Bad Monkey is going to tell the story of Andrew Yancey, played by Vince Vaughn, a one-time detective demoted to restaurant inspector in southern Florida. A severed arm found by a tourist out fishing pulls Yancey into the world of greed and corruption that disseminates the land and environment in both Florida and the Bahamas. And yes, there is a monkey. Alex will play Evan Shook, an obnoxious real estate developer from Maryland who has bought the land next door to Andrew on a secluded Pine Key, and he's in the process of developing a hideous spec house that is an affront to Yancey's environmentalist sensibilities. Alex has been on SNL since 2016, and we'll keep up with news as we get a release date for Bad Monkey. In some more TV news, upcoming series from Peacock titled The Resort, which is a multi-generational coming-of-age story disguised as a fast-paced mystery about the disappointment of time, has added to its cast. It's about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when the couple finds themselves embroiled in one of the Mayan Riviera's most bizarre unsolved mysteries that took place 15 years prior. Luis Gerardo Mendez, Nina Blumengard, Gabriella Cartol, Debbie Ryan, Dylan Baker, Michael Hitchcock, and Peggy Ann Baker will recur in the ensemble series. The actors will play a variety of characters throughout the show, and we'll keep up with news as we will get a trailer for The Resort, I'm assuming, in relatively short order. Rounding out the week in TV news is exciting news for Cobra Kai fans, as the show became Nielsen's number one streaming show as the calendar switched to 2022. The Book of Boba Fett debuted in the top 10, but Cobra Kai is well ahead of the pack at the number one slot. That's it for TV news.
This week in home releases,
is a documentary titled Dick Johnson is Dead. A lifetime of making documentaries has convinced the award-winning filmmaker Kristen Johnson of the power of the reel. But now she's ready to use every escapist movie-making trick in the book, staging inventive and fantastical ways for her 86-year-old psychiatrist father to die, while hoping that cinema might help her bend time, laugh at pain, and keep her father alive forever. Dick Johnson is Dead got an 89 Metascore and is now available on DVD. Kikata is also available on DVD. After a string of unsuccessful and awkward encounters with women, Ben goes back to the dick. Kikata follows Ben, a young bisexual man, as he comes out of the world and develops an intense relationship with Sam, a man of color struggling with deep wounds of his own. As the summer progresses and their intimacy grows, Ben's past crawls to the surface. Kikata got a 66 Metascore and is now available on DVD. Golden Voices is now available on DVD. With a 70 Metascore, Raya and Victor built a shared career as the Soviet Union's most beloved dubbers, translating the work of Federico Fellini and Stanley Kubrick into Russian over the decades. Upon the collapse of the USSR in the 1990s, the Jewish couple must immigrate to Israel and reinvent their talents to find employment. As they strive to acclimate to their adopted home, opportunities of first-rate vocal performances are few and far in between. Raya answers a help wanted ad searching for a woman with pleasant voices and finds herself catering to a lonely Russian community as a phone sex operator, while Victor falls in with a band of black market film pirates from the VHS underground. Golden Voices is now available on DVD. Finally, Mophie is now available on DVD. Mophie got a 69 Metascore. The year is 1981, and South Africa's white minority government is embroiled in a conflict with the southern Angolan border. Like all white boys over the age of 16, Nicholas van der Swart must complete 2 years of compulsory military service to defend the apartheid regime. The threat of communism is at an all-time high. But that's not the only danger Nicholas faces. He must survive the brutality of the army, something that becomes even more difficult when a connection is sparked between him and a fellow recruit. Mophie got a 69 Metascore and is now available on DVD. That's it for DVD home releases from this week. Let's switch up gears and check out some TV trailers from this week. Debuting February 13th on Peacock, we finally got another fresh look at Bel-Air. It's the dramatic reimagining of the classic sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The trailer is much darker than I thought the series was going to be, but it's really just giving us a taste of what it's like to grow up in West Philadelphia and then wake up one morning in a Los Angeles neighborhood. Check out the trailer for Bel-Air. It really gives us some context about why we're going to see Will move cross country. Check out the latest trailer of Bel-Air. It'll debut on Peacock February 13th. Another fresh trailer that dropped this week, and it's also a series that is now available on Showtime. It's called Super Pumped. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the CEO of Uber. It really just gives us a taste of Uber's reckless, you know, rise to disrupting the entire, you know, rideshare industry as we knew it before it. The series debuts February 27th, and check out the trailer. Super Pumped is now available on Showtime. The last TV trailer we'll check out this week is the debut trailer for season 2 of Space Force, Netflix's hit comedy series starring John Malkovich and Steve Carell. It picks up where season 1 left off, where Steve's character is headed to a potential court-martial for defying orders. His team will have to prove their worth to a new administration while dealing with interpersonal challenges. Will the group come together or fall apart under the pressure? Check out the season 2 trailer for Space Force. That's it for TV trailers this week. Alright, let's check out some film trailers from this week. This week in film trailers, we got our last look at Uncharted, and Tom Holland is looking to really extend his global box office supremacy because we got some really over-the-top, you know, action pieces from this trailer. It's going to be an insane movie, I think. We see his character Nathan Drake climbing his way back into a cargo plane mid-flight. We see Antonio Banderas's character. Check out the final trailer for Uncharted. It's coming out in theaters February 11th. Another really big movie coming out soon to hopefully give theaters a shot in the arm is The Batman. We got the newest trailer this week. I'm not sure if this is the last trailer, but the title is Game. We really get a good tease about what the Riddler is going to be like in this film. It's almost like a Zodiac killer-inspired mass murderer-type Riddler. Batman is not the only aspect that the Riddler is going after. He's also going after Bruce Wayne, so it puts
the entire character of Bruce Wayne and Batman in danger. Check out the newest trailer for The Batman. It's titled Game. It'll be in theaters March 4th. The last film trailer we'll talk about this week is a movie I mentioned a couple weeks ago when the news broke that Charlie Hunnam and Mel Gibson are going to be in the same movie. The title of the film is Last Looks. Charlie Hunnam plays an ex-LAPD superstar who left the force and now lives a life of simplicity and solitude deep in the woods. Mel Gibson plays an eccentric star called Alistair Pinch, who spends his days drunk on set of his TV show. When Pinch's wife is found dead, and he is the prime suspect, Waldo is convinced to come out of retirement to investigate what happened. The trailer just came out, and it's a much funnier film than I thought it was going to be. Check out the trailer for Last Looks. It'll be in theaters and on Apple TV February 4th. That's it for movie trailers.
All right. Time for this week's movie review. For this week's movie review, I want to talk about Being the Ricardos, directed by Aaron Sorkin. It came out a few weeks ago. I'm a little late in covering this film. It's 1952, and Hollywood power couple Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz face personal and professional obstacles that threaten their careers, relationship, and their hit TV show. Being the Ricardos, Nicole Kidman plays Lucille Ball, Javier Bardem plays Desi Arnaz, J.K. Simmons is in this, Nina Arianda is in this, Tony Hale. For someone born in the 90s, I'm a big fan of I Love Lucy. I love Lucille Ball. I love Desi Arnaz. So I was very excited to check out this film, and I am enthralled with Being the Ricardos. Of course, it's written by Aaron Sorkin and directed by Aaron Sorkin, and it's one of Amazon's highest watched projects that they've released so far, I think. For good reason, because the movie takes on a particular week in 1952 when I Love Lucy was the largest thing in entertainment in America. They give you a good sense of just how big this show was relative to entertainment in and of itself at the time. Almost 10, 20 times as many Americans would tune in for an episode of I Love Lucy than watch anything else. So it was really the defining show of American culture in the 50s. And what the film does a beautiful job in giving you a sense of is just how much Desi ran in that show. Desi was not only basically an executive producer on the show, but he helped in every aspect of the show, including his own band. You know, Desi Arnaz, this film does justice in giving Desi a lot more credit than history has given him so far, because he was really the whole show. You know, Lucy got all the attention, but Desi was the entire show, and the movie does a great job. And Javier Bardem, I really can't stop thinking about his performance in this film because of how good it is. It's unbelievable. I'm not sure how much you've read about Javier and Nicole's process in being Desi and Lucille, but I guess they experienced intense doubt within themselves because of the scale of these characters. You know, Nicole Kidman is taking on the most famous American actor, female actor, in American history. You know, one of them. She's on the Mount Rushmore of iconic actors who are women. And Javier takes on Desi, who I hope history will start to give him, in this film, will start that push with history giving him the credit that he deserves, because what a insanely multi-talented, brilliant, genius force Desi Arnaz was. And I had no idea about Lucille and Desi's love story. I hope that there's more done that touches on their lives, because I would love to learn more about it. I'm fascinated by their intense love story and the fact that the flame, you know, burnt out, but they still remained friends throughout their entire life, regardless of whether they got divorced or not, which speaks to the love that they have, which Being the Ricardos really gives you a sense of. And it's really well done. The writing, as anything Sorkin does, is well done. Nina Arianda, Tony Hale, J.K. Simmons do an amazing job, especially J.K. Simmons giving you, and Nina Arianda for that matter, giving you the accurate dynamics of the characters that they play. Because again, I had no idea that the actor Vivian Vance and William Frawley hated one another, and J.K. Simmons and Nina Arianda do a
just job in giving us the sense of just how much that William and Vivian hated one another. And as a, you know, 50 years later viewer of I Love Lucy, I had no idea that those two characters really did not like one another. And they gave you a great sense of what that chemistry was like on screen in the film. I think Nicole Kidman did an incredible job, but I think Javier Bardem is the star of this film. I think Desi Arnaz is the star of this film. I think that Desi Arnaz deserves a whole lot more credit that history will give him over time. I think Being the Ricardos is one of the best movies Amazon Prime Video has ever produced. I would give it a solid 9 out of 10. I think it's highly worth your time. Very well done. Awesome cinematography, awesome writing, awesome acting. It's a great package. Check out Being the Ricardos if you didn't see it. I hope you like it as much as I did. Thanks so much for checking us out this week.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at CBanksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram, at TheChrisBanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support really helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.